Mark chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes looked for a way to take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, so there won't be an uproar by the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat to eat, a woman came having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that were angry inside themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it could have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good thing to me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you choose, you can do them good. But me you don't have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for the burying. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken about for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to help them arrest him. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he looked for a convenient way to betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to prepare so you can eat the Passover? And he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he goes in, say to the householder, the master says, where is the guest room where I'll eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went out and came into the city and found like he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he came with the 12, and as they sat and ate, Jesus said, truly I say to you, one of you that eats with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him, one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he said to them, it is one of the 12 that dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man gets betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had never been born. And as they ate, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the New Testament that is shed for many. Truly I say to you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, all of you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said to him, although all shall be offended, I won't. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, this day, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you'll deny me three times. But he spoke the more forcefully, if I would die with you, I won't deny you in any way. Likewise also said all of them. And they came to a place that was called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be very amazed and to be very heavy. And he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, as close to death. Wait here and stay awake. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour would go away from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And he came and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray so you don't enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they didn't know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. See, the Son of Man has been betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. He that betrays me is here. And immediately, while he yet spoke, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude, with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, that's the one. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he had come, he went directly to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, Have you come out like against a thief with swords and with clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you didn't take me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all left him and ran away. And a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young men took hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar away into the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council looked for a witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many gave false testimony against him, but their testimonies didn't agree with each other's. And there arose some and gave false testimony against him, saying, We heard him say, I'll destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I'll build another made without hands. But still their testimonies didn't agree. And the high priest stood up among them and asked Jesus, Don't you have an answer? What is it which these witness against you? But he remained silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you'll see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, Why would we need more witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all commanded him to be deserving to die. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him and to say to him, Prophesy. And the servants struck him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, one of the maids of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, And you also were with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied and said, I don't know, nor do I understand what you're saying. And he went out into the porch. And the rooster crowed. And a maid saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, those who stood by said also to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and the way you talk agrees with that. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I don't know this man about whom you're speaking. And the second time the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word that Jesus said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you'll deny me 3 times. When he thought about it, he cried.